What's happening, family? Welcome back to Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, a.k.a. That Heifer, a.k.a. Marcus Ain't on the Gram and Marcus Ain't on the Book. The other host is...
Gooseberry.
Hey.
How y'all doing? Good. Cool.
Hey, friend. this is a weekly podcast, y'all. This is Let Us Tell It. If this is your first time tuning in, it's a weekly podcast that we do. And we is basically coming from two men's perspectives, two men's point of views, two men's experiences. And we talk about, you know, the things of Let Us Tell It. Don't go to an article. Don't go somewhere and find out all this information, all the statistics and all that type of stuff. Go speak to a specific person about, you know, that you know in that situation. Yeah. We are men. We are black men. We are fathers. We are brothers, uncles, whatever you want to call it. And let us tell it. If you got a question you want to ask us, and we'll tell it. If you got something you want to say, leave it down in the comments, as long as it ain't nothing too crazy.
You want to know how to bake a cake, you go ask a baker, right?
Yeah.
Want to know how to cook, you go ask a cook.
Yeah.
You want to know how a man thinks?
Go ask a man. You want to know how to man? You got to be your own man. I don't know. It's something that you can't teach. I don't know. You can raise your child, but I don't know if you can teach a man how to be a man. That's a whole other thing. What's happening?
Moment of transparency.
So this is going to be a segment that we do, y'all. This is a moment of transparency that we've had in the past or this past week. And it is what it is. That's one of these segments. I know we've been trying to break this up, and I thought about it last week in the moment. Neither one of us was ready because we weren't even sure what it was going to be. But moment of transparency. You want me to go or you going to go?
I'll go first.
All right.
So moment of transparency for me. My baby girl, my first girl, just had her first tooth come out, right? But it just didn't fall out. I pulled it out, okay? Now, this entire time, she's like, Daddy, look, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And I'm like, is she trying to tell me to, like, help me? Or, like, you gonna get it out for me? So I sucked it up. I was like, yeah, babe, come on. Let me pull this tooth out. Let me get it for you. Blase, blase. So she comes in. My wife's over there. She's like, don't look at Dad. He got you. He's going to get it. Blase, blase. And I'm like, yeah, come on, come on. Open your mouth. Let me see it too. But inside, I was so scared. I was thinking, like, if I pull this tooth out and she gets to just squirting blood everywhere, I'm about to faint.
Pull the whole jaw out.
So, you know, I was tugging it just a little bit to make sure. I'm like, is it ready? Is it ready to come out? Because it was hanging on by a thread, but the tooth was so deep. It was deep. So I pulled it one time, and my finger slipped. And it was like, poop, and it didn't come out. And in my head, I'm like, huh. Everybody else seeing it.
Is like, yeah. It's normal. It's normal.
Everybody else seeing me like, oh man, that thing will slip the body. Hold on, let me get a better grip. I'm like, God dang it. I should have just let this thing fall out in a sleep or something. Or biting an apple. That's what I should have gave it. Take to eat this apple. But I was very scared. And I didn't have to be macho. Well, I don't know. If I was scared about it, McKinley might have been scared too. But
if you panic, she may have panicked. Panic. Everybody what do we do? Call the ambulance. It's like, what happened?
But
you got a loose tooth.
Yeah, my moment of transparency is I was scared, man. And I was like, I didn't know I was going to be that scared either because I done pulled out my own teeth as a child. But doing that to her and
to your baby,
to my baby, and not knowing what's really about to happen, because I know I can pull it out, but what's going to happen after this, and this is in her mouth, I can't put sheetrock over this or
can't plaster.
Ain't no tool for me to be like, hold on, let me get this. So
mix up some Bondo.
Yeah. Seal up, make another tooth. Yeah. None of that's about to happen. So, yeah, man, that was my moment of transparency. I was scared, man. I should have voiced that and made that known, but
Not then.
You can't now. I can tell her that, baby. I was scared.
Or maybe after how her, after she's finished with this tooth transparency, this tooth transition,
yeah,
then you can tell. You know, I'll scare it every time I pull one of your teeth. Because, I mean, that's part of fatherhood. Yeah. The first baby that you have is what you got to go through for the first time. I just told Marcus that a couple weeks ago. I said, man, look, every time you experience something as a child or go through a transition, you're going through it for the first time, and I'm going through it for the first time as a father. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But
that little too scared me, man. Yeah, buddy.
I think, because I seen the video, I think her face was your inner emotion.
Yeah. Yo, oh, yeah. The way she acted, I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
I was, yeah, man. That was a crazy. They wouldn't never, they don't know until they watch this, because they still think, oh, dad, just go around, pop. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Wash your mouth out. I was like, ugh. I was scared, man. Yeah.
Now, my moment of transparency. So, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Y'all heard this on the Bald and Beautiful, but I've had time to think about it. So I was going to Starbucks. I was on my way to the office, and I was going to Starbucks. Long story short, I was trying to back into this spot. This couple, basically, dude swung in behind me, parked in my spot. I don't know how he got behind me so quick. He had to like jump the curb or something in his little bitty Tesla. And he got behind me so quick, I literally almost backed into him. And because of spot, the area, the parking lot, everything is so small and tight, I'm now stuck in this position. And I got to sit there and wait for the line to move up, for me to straighten up. And I still have nowhere to go. So I ended up just backing into, basically illegally parked, because that was literally the only thing I could do at the time. So that was the first thing that pissed me off in this situation. And I went into the spot and I saw the dude, you know, big dude. And I seen him when I walked in. I saw him before I walked in because he came back out to his car. So I was like, all right, that's him. And I had my mindset. I said, I have to address this because I'm pissed right now. So as I walk in, I see him and the lady that was holding his spot. And then I see like three or four kids. I'm like, got his family. I said, you know what? I'm going to go on. It's the same time or the place. Let me just let it go. But as I was walking up to the line, he like bumps into me, like nudges me a little bit as I'm walking past. And I'm like, really? You had to do this right here today. So again, remembering I'm in a public place, family right here. So I just stepped back and I was just like, and I grabbed and said, hey, you real lucky your family's with you today. I walked off, and long story short, he turns and looks at me and he's confused. He's looking around like, you know, what's going on? I can see he seemed like he was confused, but I'm like, he was like, you know, got me to talk. He said, no, what is it? I said, first, what you did in the parking lot, you know, I said, the whole time I'm thinking she's pointing at me. So I'm going to back in. I almost backed into you. I was stuck in that position. I said, that was hella rude. I said, but then this or whatever. So he explained, like, he, and I do believe him, he had absolutely no idea what that situation was and what had happened.
What was going on at all?
What was going on? He had no idea. And I, you know, first I was thinking, you know, third time's a charm. You know, the first one was taking the spot. I walk in, see your family, let it go. Then you bump me. Again, I could have let that go. Should I let that go? Probably. Now that I look back on it, I definitely should have let that go. And that's moment of transparency to where, because I was prepared for whatever could have happened. I saw him. I'm like, all right, dude, he ain't no vulnerable person. I'm looking at him. I'm like, this ain't like I'm being a bully to somebody. I'm like, no, I'm just addressing whoever did it at the time. It was maybe if it was somebody of a smaller stature, maybe a young lady or something, I probably would have just, you know what? Don't be stupid. Just think it to myself and keep going. But I went in there with the intention. I saw him. I already knew it was an even opportunity for both of us. Yeah. I was like, what happens could have happened. But after I talked to him and he understood, you know, I understood that he absolutely had no idea what happened. I thought to myself, how would I react if somebody walked up to me?
This man.
And said, you lucky your family with you. I look around. What? You? You and your, whoever you got with you, what you want, you know, it's like no telling how I would react in the reverse of that. Also being wrong. Instead of just asking, excuse me, sir, what are you talking? Actually, I probably would say that. Like, excuse me, what are you talking about? Just somebody just randomly came up and say that. But for him, I was random as hell.
Random. That's what I was like. He said.
Even if he stepped back, the way he nudged me, I don't know, maybe he thought I was one of the ballers or something when, like, we made physical contact and there was no acknowledgement of excuse me or I'm sorry. It was just like, first you caused that in the parking lot and now you literally nudged me. I'm like, in my mind,
you trying,
you know what I'm saying? So it's different perspective. So for all I know, this dude could have been like top-notch mafia hitman, still could be. And now I'm laying on the floor, all crypt up, because I done basically threatened him. You know what I'm saying?
You threatened him.
Yeah.
You definitely threatened him.
Not even basically. Hey. Yeah, I threatened him. But
you lucky.
That's a living experience. That's actually, we both lucky, because he don't know what I'm capable of either. I'm lucky. He's lucky. But luckily, you know, that's how you have to approach situations. And usually I'm a pretty level-headed when it comes to stuff like that. I'm pretty level-headed when it comes to stuff like that. Like, usually I can, like, assess situation. It's like, all right, what's going on? If somebody came up randomly and said that, I would probably think they're joking or something. I'd be like, I'm sorry, what did you say? Excuse me? Just to get an understanding of what's going on. Because when he said that, I explained the situation. And then he was just, like, explaining what he saw. And after I explained what I saw or what happened, he explained what he saw. And when he explained that, it made sense of why he did what he did. So after that, we sat there, we shaking hands, we laughing. You know, I apologized. I complimented how beautiful his kids was. You know, he wouldn't let me pay for my food. He insisted, he told the people, don't let him pay me anything. He paid for my food. But
you probably think you going to wait in the parking lot.
Oh, no. I was like, I apologized to him, too. I was like, you know, I apologize because I could have just, you know, rubbed it off. And he understood why I was so angry in the moment. You know what I'm saying? But that's moment of transparency. It's like me realizing that I could have, even though it came to like a physical bump, I still could have just let it go and forgot about it. Mm. As difficult as that would have been in the moment,
man,
it would have been, it would have been difficult in the moment. However, I've let things go like that before. I've had situations to where my first instinct was to act abrasively. And then I thought, why? What's the point?
Yeah.
Let it go. And even though that might eat me up for a couple of days, letting it go probably saved a lot of people a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So that's my moment of transparency, is I could have been twisted into a pretzel. Possibly.
This man said, you better be lucky you with your family.
Man, it was
like. That's a movie. That's a movie scene. Walking in the cafe, dude walking out.
Lucky you with your family. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. That man would have been tore up in Starbucks.
They had to call y'all come. My arm's under me. I can't get it out from up under me. Y'all come help me up. What happened? I don't know. It's he got me.
Man.
I think it was 3-4 of them. They show the footage. Nah, it was just him.
Just him. Just one dude twisted you up. That's all.
Twisted you up.
Dang.
But crazy. Yeah, that's my moment of transparency, y'all. I was wrong. We've seen people be wrong before. After we've seen it recently, celebrities being dead wrong.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. We had two totally different moments of transparency.
Yeah, it happens day to day. You know, just the realization. We got stuff from past that it's just like, I was wrong in this, or I should have reacted this way, or I was emotional this time. Yeah. Moment of transparency. That's all it is.
Cool.
Moving on.
Yes, sir.
So today's topic, we're going to be talking about, what was it? The word left me.
Temptation.
How do you deal with temptation?
Temptation.
I got sunshine. All right. So...
That's all I got for this.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
So you want me to go first or you going first?
Temptation. I go first. Obviously, when we talk about temptation, it's sexual temptation.
Yeah, we talking about amongst being married in relationships, how do you deal with outside influences and temptation?
Yeah.
Or even, what would be a temptation inside of? That's a whole different subject. If you was like in a toxic relationship, she was like, nah, go over and beat his butt. But yeah, different dealing with temptation as a married man.
Yeah. Dealing with temptation as a married man, it varies from man to man, obviously, because each man has a different sexual appetite and a maturity level. You know what I'm saying? So what I do specifically for temptation is I surround myself with groups of married couples. I don't surround myself with single guys or single females that could draw me into a situation where, you know, yeah, draw me into their single life's situations, which would be going out 3-4 in the morning at a club, leaving, everybody's drunk. My single friend, if they're going anywhere, they're going home, they're trying to go home with somebody, they're trying to go home with somebody.
That's the only reason they out.
Yeah, that's the only reason they out.
Women might just be out to have a good time with them dudes. They try to leave with somebody.
And most likely, you know, they're riding with me or I'm riding with them. Their friend that they just meet might have another friend. Oh, bring your friend Goose. Yeah. You know, and you try to take one for the team so he can get lucky or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now you stuck.
Holding this conversation that you don't even want to have.
So I surround myself with people that ain't even thinking about cheating. You know what I'm saying? Well, not cheating, but temptation. They're not even thinking, hey, let's go out to this club or let's go out to this bar, blase, blase. And if we do go out to the club or to the bar, it's at a reasonable time to where I can still get to the house and be with the family. So if we would go to a booty club, you know what I'm saying? That's a strip club. You know, me and Tank might go. We go, but when I get to the house, I'm letting all that frustration out there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going with my single friends because they probably going to be trying to get at the strippers, the booty shakers. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to
take 21. That's all y'all getting.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to surround yourself with people that ain't even thinking about. We're not even thinking about, aren't planning around trying to get, you know, get some booty, basically. Another way, you know what? Before I just start spilling all mine, what's a way you?
Well, it wasn't even early. It was later in me and Angel's dating relationship to just, like you said, basically exactly what you said is don't put yourself in those situations to even where it could be a possibility of something going down. Like I said, it was like later in our, because like Danger was pretty much one of the, she was probably, I've only had like probably two or three serious relationships, if that. I would say two, and she was one of them. So me having like the serious thing happening and not understanding the full parameters of that, and learning them while dating her. And then, you know, not that anything went down, but it's just like us, not even us. I don't know if we had a conversation or we were just talking about it one day. It wasn't a situation, but she was just like, I think it may have been something she was having with her girlfriends, but not putting yourself, I remember exactly what it was. I ain't going to spill nobody's tea. One of her friends, not putting yourself in the situation for anything to happen.
Yeah.
So it's just like, if, you know, and it actually would come up with me even when I was working independently, like doing like electrical work on somebody's house. And it's like a young lady being there by herself. And this is like me focused on the work. And, you know, I'm getting out at this time and not, oh, well, have a seat and relax. You done for the day. Kick back. Nah. It's like, I ain't got no reason to kick back. The work is going to get finished tomorrow. That's the only work I'm going to be putting in here. You know what I'm saying? but yeah, just avoiding those situations altogether. Not even, you know, look, it's like not even a game of chess, because it's not even that complicated. But like seeing the situation and knowing what it could be and not putting yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Is the quickest way. What were you going to say?
I agree with that, going to somebody's house to do work and keeping it professional, because I was a maintenance man and I did side jobs. But as a maintenance man, though, for these apartment complexes, I mean, you're in there.
I'm pretty sure we got similar situations. Yeah,
you get work orders. This ain't working. That ain't working. The girl or guy comes to the door in their underwear. Mm-hmm. I mean, just straight up. Yeah, yeah, right here. Just, and you like, what the hell? You know, so go on in, and you, they don't go get dressed. They just sit there, watch you, or keep watching TV in their drawers or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had to get to the point where, ma'am.
And then y'all went out on a date, and now you married.
You know what? That's how I met my wife. You see? You better fight temptation. Because I met my wife like
then
that.
Then he lost his head.
She came to that dope, but I tell you. Anyway, no. But my wife, she didn't come in her drawers. But plenty of them girls did. Mm. And plenty of those boys did too. And I would literally have to like, hey, go put some clothes on. I'll be back. Until then, this won't get fixed. You know what I'm saying? So they offer me drinks, liquor, just ready, smoke, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. You playing with yourself, all right? You got to set the ground rules. And once you set those rules, those people know how to come at you. So, hey, that maintenance man, he about business. He ain't about that. Mm-hmm. That other bull, be dressed. Don't offer him nothing. This is the way it is.
Okay. I've had situations like that. One of the properties that I was over, it was residential. It was mixed use residential, and then it had like grocery store and stuff on the bottom. But there was many single women that, and this is like high end like apartments and stuff. And I would, you know, if they had an issue, I go knock just. And if I heard that come in, I knock again, mm-hmm. you know, to introduce who I am, yell it through the door. And then on the few occasions where I did hear that, I'd be like, all right, coming in. And I would open the door and knock at the same time. Mm. Hey, I'm here. And then depending on the situation, if it looked shady, I would just be like, I'll be right back. And I'll go get one of our lady property managers, mm-hmm. and I'd be like, I need you to come here with me.
Yeah,
I need you to be present, because I've seen situations where the men were sleazy and caused some lawsuits and stuff. So I've seen that in the past. So I already knew to. I looked at that situation in both ways. It's like, yes, he was sleazy, dead wrong. He need to be, you know, something needs to go down. He needs to be justly served or whatever for that. But at the same time, it's like I didn't want to get caught up in a situation that could negatively impact me and it'd be a lie. Because like, I'm a black man. I don't need no Karens claiming I did anything or said anything or reacted some kind of way. So yep. That was always my way of protecting myself of, hey, I need you. I even did that. I would do the same thing at my, when I was, you know, a general contractor, I worked for a general contractor. I was doing inspections. If I didn't have a close professional working relationship with specific young ladies that I work with or women that I work with, I would get either a guy or someone that I did trust to like go out, walk and do an inspection with us. I would never be alone with them. I would get certain feelings like I don't particularly trust you in this situation.
Yeah.
Meaning things could look bad for me, like, oh, he said this or he did this, or I didn't like the way he looked at me or said to me or touched me or something like that. And I'm just like, they never knew that. The ones that I didn't trust, the ones that I did trust knew exactly why I would tell them. It was like, oh, I need you to come inspect this with me. All right, give me 1 second. Hey, I'm about to go on an inspection. You want to come with me? You got time? Sure. All right, meet me here. Mm. And like, all right, oh, you got brought something? Yeah, she's going to come with us. Or yeah, he's going to come with us. Usually if it was a young lady, I would have another woman come with us that I would trust. But as far as like the whole temptation thing, it's like not putting yourself in those situations and also perspective. Like, when you put yourself in certain situations or not knowing that you're putting yourself in that situation, the perspective that the woman is seeing it from of, oh, well, he must want me to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of times I would get that, you know, when I was doing the maintenance stuff, it's like, oh, well, I told you to come in. It's like, well, I didn't hear you, or I'm not about to just walk up in here. Or they'll say, you know, oh, when you come do that tomorrow, you can just walk in. I won't be here.
Yeah.
Nah.
Nah.
I ain't just walking in nowhere.
Catch me slipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's how I deal with it. Again, we learned about it. I did not learn. We talked about it, you know, later in our dating relationship. It's just like, that's a good point. Just like, don't even put yourself in particular situations like that, and it won't shouldn't be a problem.
True, true. Another way that I deal with temptation is busy. I stay busy. So working out, planning a day out, just stay busy. Do your work. I ain't gonna say keep your head down, like don't focus on nothing, but just having stuff to do. You know, you won't be able to just sit around and dwell on, oh man, you know, because when dudes sit around,
the idle mind is what,
man, you just start
about an idle mind. I can't remember. I'm sure y'all put it in the comments.
You just start thinking about any and everything. So
idle mind is a devil's playground.
Oh, there you go. It is. You just start thinking about stuff, man. Just and
that's, big booty Brenda. But, she know.
So you stay busy, man. Just do something. Read. Don't be scrolling through the. I know it's hard not scroll through the internet, but what I do, I stay busy. But also when I scroll through Instagram. And, you know, that random big booty post of a girl shaking a butt or whatever, I click on it, and it says not interested. Boop. I hit not interested.
Why is it in your algorithm?
It's not anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, anymore, yeah. It's not.
I get it from the car stuff that I look at. For some reason, cars and girls in bikinis always line up. Right. So you go click, oh, that's a cold-ass Camaro. Then you swipe over and it's like the girl on the Camaro. It's like, where she come from? I'm looking at this car. Hey,
that's what I'm saying. So you have to try to stay busy and eliminate all those visual stimulants that are, yeah, like, what are, you know what I'm trying to say. So uninterested. So my feed is now just working out, tools, my family, friends, and then, you know, working out too, man. Them girls, they show the girls working out.
I was going to say the gym was the worst place.
The gym outfits and stuff like that, but that don't bother me too much. But, I stay busy, and, I try to keep my mind working on something. To not think about booty, you know.
Just one, right?
Yeah, just one. Yeah, but it's a work in progress. Hey, I mean, you're gonna be, no matter what you do, you're gonna be tempted. You know what I'm saying? You just got to learn how to control it, and like, oh, she's pretty, or oh, okay, look at that. All right, well, damn, okay. Whatever. Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with acknowledgement. It's the stare that gets, you know what I'm saying? Just like in public.
Yeah. What is it? Envy? Not envy. Man shouldn't covet somebody's wife.
Man, don't go there.
Whatever that stuff is.
We know it. We just don't have it memorized.
Yeah. So,
So we had, it's crazy because like when I first moved to California, and this was, I don't know if this was before we were married, I think, and maybe shortly after. Like, we didn't know a lot of people. We knew, you know, Angel, like our best friend, Wendell, who passed away, him, and maybe not even a handful of other people. So most of the people, guys that I would hang with, was guys that I knew from the gym. Mm. And everybody single. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things that it wasn't even for me fighting temptation. It was for me, like, I would go out with them. We would go out to clubs and stuff. And for me, it wasn't even fun. I would have more fun going out to clubs with Angel than I did with my fella, with the dudes. Yeah. Because it was them going out looking for, you know, the fun that they want to have for the evening or the next hookup or something. For me, I'm just, like, kicking back. So what's different, I didn't experience this in, you know, where I'm from, but in California, it was like, I always say the dudes that were single at that time that I was hanging around, it was almost like somebody took a bunch of teenage boys and put them in grown men bodies. Because they would go out and just be like they had never seen women before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we'll be at clubs or something, and it's just like, oh, it's like, y'all, just relax. Like, the ratio was in your favor in here. It's like more women than men. Just relax. So this many occasions, it was them going around hunting and trying to get, you know, women. Meanwhile, I'd just be sitting on the couch at the, you know, thing, and, you know, periodically they would come. So as they're drawing attention to themselves, trying to get, you know, get women or whatever, the women would then see me, and I'm not approaching nobody. I'm just over there kicking it by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
So now I'm the target. Who's your friend?
Yeah.
Or how you doing? It's like, I'm good. How are you? All right. I'm married. I'm in relationships. It's like, oh, okay, I just wanted to come. You know, just resting my feet. Your boy said I could come over and sit. Really? Like, then he could, hey, you know, I'm trying to holler at her girl. Yeah, same thing. It's like, nah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But that's why that was the main reason. It's like, it wasn't even like temptation. It was like the perception.
Yeah.
It was the perception, because then, you know, the few people that we did know, especially I can only imagine now, but the people that we did know, it's just like, see Marcus over there sitting with a table full of chicks. Mm-hmm. You know, they all laughing and giggling. It's just like, nah.
And look who he out with.
Yeah. I know him, man. Yep. He out here in the streets. And him,
he with Schlit Rick. Yeah. Long Tongue Jones.
Wee-wee over there. I see Wee-wee. He got the golds. But that, I can't even say that was fighting temptation. And if that was a situation to where it could have turned into that, had I been a different kind of person, it would have been me fighting temptation, but it would have been me putting myself in a bad situation.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. That's what I, you know, realized it was. It's like, why do I keep putting myself in this undesirable position of having to basically turn down an opportunity to, let me see, am I saying that wrong? Yeah, why am I putting myself in that position to be in that environment and not want to be there? You know what I'm saying? But I see how guys could get caught up in that realm of temptation of, I'm just trying to hang out with my boys, but your boys is single. So that's one of those. It's like, me and Angel, we have single friends, but that ain't like we far past the club and going out.
Yeah.
They're either, you know, looking for a serious relationship, or, you know, dating somebody, or trying, or looking for somebody to date. And it's not like, you know, we ain't going, I don't like crowds. I don't like lines. I don't like people, as you can tell, bumping into me.
lucky you with your family.
So that's West thing. Now I'm at an age, you know, I'm 40 years old. So it's like, I know, you know, how to avoid those situations and the perception of this, of a situation like that.
So in your situations, it's not temptation. It's more the perception of what's happening, and you don't want people thinking that something is going on when there's obviously not nothing.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's been a long time since, you know, I've even been, I could even say that I was like in a tempted position, but I think after so many years, I've gotten used to avoiding it. So with now it's like second nature. It's just like, oh, you know, some temptation crept up. It's me. It's more so of, I ain't about to get myself involved in that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like you recognize it to the possible temptation before it's temptation, and you just see it as a situation you're not trying to be in before it's even. It's not, you are not even avoiding temptation. You are avoiding the position to be in temptation before it's that.
Yeah.
So it's just I ain't avoid, I'm not going to worry about eating the fruit because I'm not going to plant the seed.
Yeah. Okay. I see where you're coming from.
It makes sense.
It makes plenty of sense. It's, you're speaking from somebody that's already, experienced temptation, and I know how to avoid temptation. And now I've avoided it so much, it's second nature. So I don't even see it when it's there, really.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Just for anybody out there that's, you know, put in those positions or something, it's just like, alleviate from it, you know?
Yeah.
Make it uncomfortable. Make it uncomfortable for a temptation to even approach the situation, meaning, or the perception of temptation. Like, if it's, let's say, reverse my, or change my situation to, like the women that I didn't trust at my other job, where I would bring somebody else with me.
Mm-hmm.
if you think it's gonna be a problem of temptation, bring a third person.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put in that third wheel of that's gonna break all that up.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a problem with that, if let's say if it's somebody you possibly have an attraction to that you have to deal with, you know, would bring someone else, you know, with you or FaceTime with somebody is like, hey, I got so-and-so here. So while we conduct this meeting, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think if you
email,
if you have a problem with temptation, like you're like, man, I be on edge. Like I got to whatever you need to, like Tank say, know the situation you're going into. So I had to always go let residents in to their apartments because they either lose their key or lock their key inside the apartment. But it'll be 3-4 in the morning when they coming from the club.
Oh, yeah.
And I get a call like, hey, and
heels and skirt.
Yeah, and I live on site. So
oh, yeah.
It's like I'm there already. So what do I do? Man, it's such and such. It's this girl. I know how she look. How can what can I do? So I walk up like I'm on the phone. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. And I'm gone. Before she could say something.
Yeah.
Before this can happen, blah, blah, blah. Or I would call my girlfriend and be like, yeah, I'm about to go unlock this door now. All right. Yep. And the girl would say something. Like, I'm on the phone with my girl. You know, whatever. So that would keep them from tempting me or me being subject to fall for temptation. Now where I'm at in my life now, yeah, temptation ain't nothing. It's
right.
You right now, you do it for so long, your whole focus is on, man, how can I increase my income, keep my wife happy,
yeah,
raise my children. You know, temptation ain't really there for me now. But I can tell you another situation on tour with Kev and the guys. We'll be at different hotels every weekend, you know. So instead of going to the hotel and being downstairs in the lobby, I'm in my room, man. I'm sleeping.
Except for that merch table. You was getting in trouble at that merch table.
But see, merch table, you got to sell products. And you got to put on
sex sales.
How you doing, Miss Lay? You want to buy a t-shirt?
Hey, friend, yeah. You want to buy that shirt?
But I would set myself up for success,
yeah,
by checking in my room, staying in my room, and not,
yeah,
wandering around downstairs. Like, what else are you about to get into wandering around in a hotel? You know what I'm saying? So set yourself up for success, and you'll be good. Yeah, you'll be straight. Now, another way I deal with temptation, and if you have a problem with temptation, you know, sometimes you got to choke your chicken. You understand me? Sometimes you got to slap the cucumber, you know? Sometimes you got to thump thumper, you know? That's for the female.
Thump
thumper, you know? So don't be afraid of doing that. You got to please yourself. Hey, you got to please yourself.
That's an episode for Goody to be on a podcast.
Yeah. You got to please
yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to please yourself. Because if you got a high appetite for sexual activity, I mean.
High sex drive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can't get it when you want it, and if you can't get it from the person you're supposed to be getting it from, if it's not convenient for you at that time, and you got to do what you got to do. No, there's no shame in it at all. You understand me? No, that's how you learn yourself. You learn your body.
Learn,
you know?
It. You got to know what's going
you
on.
Know?
You know? Hey, we both got kids. We know that, you know, women ain't medically ready after having a kid for, you know, X amount of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they walking around and, you know, breast all full.
Yeah, man.
You done lost however much weight you lost.
I'm coming in after the gym.
Yeah. After the squat, I'm leg day. Come on.
alpha male in there looking.
Yeah, walking that silverback.
Looking for that thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dang,
can't even. Yeah. You going to the bathroom.
Yeah, you walk around with this flagpole. Woo.
Flagpole, yeah. Yeah, man. So you got to, you know, learn how to treat yourself.
And she knows why your showers are extra long.
Yeah. Yeah, y'all wrinkled, fingers all wrinkled up. You been in the shower, so. Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to do it. You don't have to do it, but there's an option. Yeah,
there's an option. Yeah. Show some restraint.
Yeah.
Focus your mind on something else.
Yeah, and it also doing that helps you last longer in bed anyway.
Hey, man, this has nothing to do.
But that's how you can fight temptation, man.
We're going to wrap this around one way or another.
But what I'm saying is, by doing that, you step out the house, you ain't even thinking about it. No, you like, oh, I'm good. Hey, how y'all doing? Yeah. Pretty, fine man, pretty lady.
I'm relieved. You just now. Like, yeah, go. Yeah, what's up? Getting.
Yeah, I'm good. I ain't looking at you like that. I'm straight. So, you know.
Good to go now.
Yeah.
I got the monkey off my back.
Yeah, I don't have to do that as often anymore because I'm married and I communicate with my wife, and you know, like I said, I've been able to avoid temptation so long it doesn't even bother me anymore. But if you're having that issue, this is what I used to do. Like I said, I still dabble. You know what I'm saying? still dabbling.
Dabble with the cucumber.
Yeah, slapping the cucumber, thumper thumper. Yeah, man. So. Yeah, temptation is it's something that I don't think I don't know. Well, it does go away, but there's something out there that will tempt me. You know what I'm saying? I'm quite sure there is.
Yeah, there's a state of mind
that
you get in. I mean, temptation comes in offer. I had a temptation of purchasing, purchasing guns. That was a temptation.
This man buying it, man.
How do I avoid it? I'd stop going to gun stores.
That's a good way to do that.
But it's different. This is, you know, talking about, you know, temptation from the opposite sex of being a married man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it's like I don't even, again, it's like I don't even see it anymore. I don't put myself in situations. It's not even really a thing. Now, I will say for people, because our situations have changed drastically.
Yep.
So you're no longer dealing with, you know, a bunch of, you know, single women in an apartment complex. You know, we're no longer dealing with 9-to-5s. And there are a lot of people still working in corporate America or whatever you want to call it, working their 9-to-5, that still may have to deal with that.
Job wife, job husband.
Yeah, all that job wife, job husband.
No, work
wife. Yeah, work wife, that's work husband. That's something we, you know. I never, couldn't nobody ever call me that. That just wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
Sorry, y'all. This number's in my phone. I don't know who this is. From Lexington, Kentucky. Anyway, that's something that, you know, you still have to deal with. But again, for the same, I think I said it earlier, the same way I would avoid being the victim of a lie, I would bring a third wheel. I would bring something to interrupt that temptation.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, for me, that would be, if I were to think about it, that would be the easiest way to do it, is to bring something to interrupt that disruption. How did I interrupt my need for buying guns? I stopped going to gun stores. but if I had to go to a gun store, it's like, well, don't take your debit card, or, you know, just, you know, focus on what you're there for. That's just an example. I ain't got no reason to be in a gun store, but, find something to interrupt it. If you have a coworker that you attracted to, that you have to, or you think is attractive, not to say just cause you find somebody attractive don't mean you're attracted to them, but somebody that you think is attractive. And if you have to, you know, be in a meeting with that person or a conference or something, leave the door open, or see if somebody else could be there, or keep it strictly professional and nothing more. Offer no extra conversation. Don't be going on going to lunch together. Oh, let's do talk about this over lunch. No, we talk about it before lunch. I got something else to do for lunch.
Yeah. And talk to yourself. Look in the mirror and be like, bruh, you can't do this. Respect yourself. Have a conversation with yourself and weigh those options. If I do this and my significant other, partner, girlfriend, whoever finds out, how would this make them feel? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you have to weigh your options and don't be afraid to talk. I talk to myself all the time. I be in the mirror all the goose. What's up, boy? What you gonna get into today?
Just Greg Goose and the cucumber. Just talk.
let's make things happen, man. You pep talk yourself. If you're at a point where temptation is like that, have a conversation with yourself. Realize you're better than that, because it's just a moment mm-hmm. that you're gonna experience, which is like that. Come on, you guys, for sure, it's like that. You know what I'm saying? So that's another way I have been able to avoid temptation is by thinking about how my wife would feel if she would find out that I did something. Man, I couldn't look her in the face. You know what I'm saying? It'll be tough. So respecting her and respecting myself helps me fight temptation or try to master that temptation.
Yeah, I know people that have been in that situation of not even, I wouldn't even say, I guess it was temptation that led them into cheating and stuff. And, you know, I'll have conversations like, man, what made you do this for this long or even do it the first time? Like, what is that? You know, or they would come to me, it's like, yeah, you know, we're going through it because of this, that, and the other. It's like, you know, I don't love her. I still love her. But I'm like, love has nothing to do with it. It's respecting her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just because you cheat don't mean you love her any less. But it does have everything to do with respect. And then also respecting yourself. Why would you put yourself and your relationship and your significant other through something like that?
Yeah.
And that got to, you know, that has to cross your mind. That'd be a way to avoid temptation. It's what's the repercussions and the consequences of me going through with this?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, why would I, was that a moment of passion could lead to a lifetime of hardship or something like that? But it's true. It's like, one little, you know, conversation or, you know, opening up, it's like, oh yeah, no, me and a girl going through that. Keep that between you and your girl or somebody that you trust and actually know, and not somebody outside that has somebody their own interest in mind over yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, fam.
Yeah.
Temptation.
Also think about STDs.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
That's something that always kept me straight. I'm like,
giving something to your wife or your husband,
looking like a Nestle Quick Bar.
Woo! Hey, think about that. The next time you about to do something, STD. I could give this to my husband mm-hmm. or wife. I guarantee you, your little thumper going
right now. COVID.
It's going to shrink. Yeah, but yeah, man.
That could be covered. But anyway,
that's how I fight temptation, or how I used to fight temptation, because I'm not really tempted anymore. Still work in progress. Baby, you ain't got nothing to worry about, because I already know you about to say something. I know you.
Stay out of the comments, Mel.
Yeah, know you gonna say something. But if you have issues with temptation, put yourself in the right environment. You know what I'm saying? Get the right friends around you, doing things that you
like-minded people.
Get like-minded people around you, and it'll dramatically change your temptation feelings. You won't be tempted as much. You know what I'm saying? So just change your environment. That's the big one for me. Thump your thumper sometime. Relax. You know what I'm saying?
Greg big on this thumping.
Yeah, man, you got thump. respect yourself and
Greg,
your boyfriend.
Calloused like a mug.
Woo! That thing.
All right, fam.
My strong hand.
The one you shake with, that's dead wrong.
Whoa, boy.
All right, fam. So, this episode right here.
We'll leave y'all with that.
I hope y'all got something from it. If you having issues with temptation, yeah, seek out better ways to do it. Seek professional help or something, you know, if you need to. But anyway, hey, this is another episode of Let Us Tell It. We done talked about it. We done told it.
Again,
I'm Marcus Tanksley. You can find me on Instagram at Marcus Head on the Gram, Marcus Head on the Book.
I'm Goolsby. You can catch me on Instagram at GOOLZBY.
Absolutely. Make sure y'all like and subscribe. We greatly appreciate it. And share all that jazz. Let us know if you have an issue with temptation or if you got ideas how to, you know, keep yourself away from temptation.
Yep.
Till then, see y'all next week, fam.
Next time.